Welcome to Connection Point, a GovConnection podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, IT optimization, data management, and much more. I'm your host, James Hilliard. And much like getting the most out of an old paid-off car, it may seem like your organization is trying to save some money by extending the life of your servers as long as possible. But in fact, that fully depreciated asset is not free. Your older hardware can quickly drain some money from an already limited IT budget, as many of us are experiencing these days. What we're going to do on today's episode of Connection Point, we are going to talk more about tools to help you uncover savings from improved performance, consolidation, and energy efficiency. Joining us is Sarah Wiska. She is a manager of business development at Intel. She's been with Intel for a good 11 years. She started an Intel sales and marketing group with the manufacturers and end users and really looking to drive innovation and technology. Sarah is a trusted advisor to major Fortune 500 customers, works with them on innovations and efficiencies, leveraging Intel technology. And Sarah, really do appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Thank you.
One would think, as I was kind of alluding to in the intro here, that extending the life of a server is the way to go to get the most out of your initial investment. Based on research at Intel, what have you really found to be the case?
Good question, James. So what we have found at Intel, and we've really looked at our own IT organization, Intel has 80,000 employees across the globe. So we have a rather large environment that our own Intel IT has to support. And when we were looking at, you know, pushing out refreshes versus accelerating refreshes, we found that you can actually save millions and millions of dollars by accelerating your refresh and getting on servers that have higher performance, consume less energy, take up less space in the data center, because what we have found is that these days we are not getting budget to build new data centers, buy new data centers, or upgrade data centers to have proper power and cooling. So we have to make the most out of the space we have, and we can save millions by leveraging the technologies that exist today on our current servers and our new servers instead of keeping older equipment around and maximizing the space that we have in the data center.
One of the difficulties I know IT has had over the last year plus during these economic times is the fact that pushing any type of project through, getting any approval on spend, that can be difficult. In terms of asking people to actually accelerate a refresh cycle, I can imagine that can be pretty tough. What folks need is a really good story. They need a strong foundation to bring back to management and say, look what we could save. And since cost savings and budget is so key these days, that's important. Intel offering a tool to help companies make some of these really fact-based choices. So I want you to talk to us a little bit about that offering and what people can get.
Exactly. So what this ROI tool is, it's a Xeon ROI tool, and Xeon is the brand name for our server architecture at Intel. And we like the fact that Intel IT is saving all this money for our company, but we want to be able to give our customers that same type of output as it comes to their specific ROI. So that's why we teamed with a third party, Alinion, to put together this tool, and it's based on the research that we did with our own Intel IT, as well as Gartner and some of the industry standard folks that exist. And that's why we've developed this tool, so that you can put in your own specific information regarding how old your servers are or how many processors are in your servers, and we will articulate to you your value proposition in terms of ROI and cost savings.
And again, that can be a pretty valuable bit of information to try and push a project through. Does the Xeon TCO ROI estimator, does it work with any brand of server? Any limitations there?
Right. So it's agnostic when it comes to server brand. So what you'll see when you get into the tool is that it'll just say one socket Intel, one socket AMD, two socket Intel, two socket AMD. So it's very generic on the x86 processor architecture, and then how many sockets it has. It doesn't get into a specific manufacturer. So it's agnostic from that point of view. So that way any customer can play with that tool and look at the different ROI that it can get.
I'm thinking, I've had a lot of conversations recently, Sarah, with folks that have gone through virtualization projects. So what about the company that has initiated virtualization? Can the estimator calculate and give that ROI, that total cost of ownership as well, using data drawn from virtualized environments?
Good question, James. Actually, you know, virtualization's been around, if you ask IBM, for 30-some years. We've seen it in the x86 space for probably about 5 or so years. We've seen virtualization. So we have some virtualization running on older servers that are due for refresh as well. So what we've done in this tool, which is really nice, up front when you go into the tool, you can select, am I talking a physical-to-physical migration? Am I talking a physical-to-virtual migration, if you're just getting started on the virtualization path? Or am I talking about an old virtualization to a new virtualization environment? So you have the flexibility in the tool to go either direction.
I can remember when the Xeon series came out, I actually covered it as a reporter at the time. Want to just again recap for folks right now with you, what can a company really expect for an ROI from savings or really implementing hardware that's based on the Xeon processor platform?
Well, our latest Xeon processor that we have today is called the Xeon 5500. Its code name was Nehalem, that you may have heard about before. And essentially, it's our biggest design change at Intel in 15 years since the Pentium Pro, if you remember the Pentium Pro, James.
I do.
So it's a big design change for us. Huge changes on the memory architecture, turbo, hyper-threading, lots of different things that we've done to this design. And for the first time in our history, we've actually doubled ourselves in performance generation over generation. So it's a very significant change. And what we're seeing is that 40% of the data centers out there are still single core. And if you look at those old single core servers that are about 4 to 5 years old versus a Nehalem Xeon 5500 server, it's a 9-to-1 performance gain, and your payback is in 8 months on ROI. If you're in a dual core environment, it's 3-to-1. So again, the message is very clear and distinct.
And have you had some kind of success stories where folks have come on board, they've used the Xeon TCO ROI estimator, been able to get some really strong data to take back to the executives and been able to push, say, an updated refresh cycle based on use of that data?
Absolutely. So IT people, generally, if you talk to IT people, they love the latest and greatest gadget and would love to have new servers everywhere if they could afford it and could get the approval. It's getting them tools and resources so they can sell that to the CFOs in their organizations that may not get technology and may not get that investing in technology actually saves you money in the long run. So if they run this tool, it actually has two outputs. It has it in a nice professional PowerPoint. So if you have to present this to a CFO, it's already in a very nice professional PowerPoint. Or it's in a Word document if you need to do proposals in a Word document format and need to attach your quotes for the various hardware to it. So either way, you get a very professional output. And I've ran this with several of my Fortune 500 accounts in the United States, and they're very pleased with the fact that we're helping them so that they can help themselves.
Well, Sarah, with that, we're going to wrap things up. I want to thank you and thank our listeners and remind everyone that GovConnection can work with you to design green IT solutions that deliver business cost savings through the deployment of energy-efficient technologies like those available from Intel. They recognize that green IT not only creates eco-friendly business, but it also boosts the bottom line. If you want more information about the energy savings you can gain from improved performance and the product lines carried by GovConnection that run on the Intel platform, do a few things. One, contact your GovConnection account manager. You can also go online to www.govconnection.com/Intel-powered servers to access the ROI calculator. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us.